Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, of course, the big news for the week has been the general election. It's over now, and it had some surprising results that will definitely affect the General Assembly in the coming year. What's going on here?
Yes, it was a big election year for Republicans, particularly both nationally and statewide. The Pennsylvania House Republican Caucus will grow to 119 members. That's a pickup of 8 seats from the Democrats. And the Senate actually picked up 3 more seats themselves. So the Senate now is at 30 Republicans, 20 Democrats, and the Pennsylvania House Representatives is now at 119 Republicans, 84 Democrats. The top of the ticket, however, was won by Democrat Governor Tom Wolf. So it becomes a very different dynamic going forward into next session. Hopefully we'll find common ground to move forward in what's in the best interest of all Pennsylvanians.
And I understand that there's some really groundbreaking and historical development going on in the gas industry in your area. And we're not just talking about the Marcellus Shale here. This is something new. What's going on?
That is correct. UGI Utilities has become the first natural gas utility in Pennsylvania to directly connect its natural gas distribution system with a Utica Shale well. This historic direct interconnection of a Utica well with a utility system is the result of a partnership between UGI and Shell. The interconnection links a Utica Shale well and 2 Marcellus Shale wells located in northern Tioga County to UGI high-pressure pipelines. The UGI Utica Shale Connection project also included construction of a new meter regulator station. The project will increase available supply of natural gas for UGI customers in both Tioga and Potter counties. The interconnection with Shell is designed to provide up to 14,000 decatherms of natural gas per day in the UGI system. The annual available supply of natural gas from these wells will be enough to provide the needs of more than 50,000 homes in UGI's service area. According to the United States Geological Survey, the Utica Shale, located thousands of feet under the Marcellus Shale formation, contains potential supplies of some 38 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, 208 million barrels of natural gas liquids, and about 940 million barrels of crude oil, making it an even larger resource than the Marcellus Shale formation. The Utica Shale is actually 10,000 feet or more below ground, much deeper than the Marcellus Shale well, and is actually named after a formation that was discovered in upstate New York back in the 1840s. So very, very exciting. First ever Utica well to be interconnected with a gas utility company and 2 Marcellus wells to provide a low-cost, locally produced, clean-burning natural gas to 50,000 homes here in the northern tier of Pennsylvania.
And speaking about utilities and keeping your house warm, I understand that there is a state program that is now available and accepting applications to help people out who might be having some problems affording their heating bills in this winter heating season.
Yes, eligible Pennsylvania residents are encouraged to apply for low-income home energy assistance program. It's now open for application. The program known as LIHEAP helps low-income people pay their heating bills through home energy assistance grants and crisis grants. Grants are awarded based on household income, family size, type of heating fuel, and the region. The program also provides crisis grants to individuals and families in the event of a heating emergency, including broken heating equipment, lack of fuel, or danger of being without fuel, and the threat of having utility service terminated. In most counties, assistance with home heating crisis situations is available 24 hours a day. The Department of Public Welfare is sending all LIHEAP clients who applied online last year a postcard notice encouraging them to reapply. And prior applicants who did not apply online last year will still be mailed paper applications.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.